This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hey, 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 it's Fat Albert. Rotunda by Herbie Hancock, written for the 1969 Fat Albert TV special. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Grusin playing every instrument on Power Wave from Nightlines, hyphenated, in 1984. Power Wave was written by Dave's younger brother Don, but Dave, as I said, played all the instruments. Rhodes piano, synthesizers, and drum machines. Before that, a song with more than one musician, Fat Albert Rotunda by Herbie Hancock, the title track to his 1969 release that served as the soundtrack to that year's NBC TV special, Hey, 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 It's Fat Albert. That special led to the long-running CBS TV series Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, which ran from 1972 to 85. Herbie wrote the title track and played Rhodes piano. Joe Henderson was on tenor sax, Arthur Clark on baritone sax, Garnett Brown on trombone, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Eric Gale and/or Billy Butler on guitar, Buster Williams on bass, Albert Tootie Heath, younger brother of Jimmy and Percy, on drums, and percussion by George Devins. 5 years into the run of Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, the Jeff Lorber Fusion made their debut. And on that eponymous debut album, we find Chinese Medicinal Herbs. Jeff Lorber Fusion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Chinese Medicinal Herbs from their eponymous debut release in 1977. Jeff would record his composition again on Now Is the Time in 2010, the Fusion's first album in 29 years. On the original, Jeff played piano and synthesizer, Lester McFarland was on bass, Dennis Bradford on drums, and guest musicians Todd Carver with 1D on guitar and Bruce Smith, not that one, on percussion. One of Bruce's instruments was the cuíca, which has a hooting sound that I will not demonstrate. Bob James and Earl Clue lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I hate mornings.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, it's Bob James and Earl Clue with a song from Cool, their third and final collaborative album. So Much in Common is the title.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shimeri.
If you say so, Yellow Jackets with Ballad of the Whale, who you heard at the beginning of the song. From the soundtrack to the 1986 film Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, directed by Leonard Nimoy, Spock. Much of the film is based in present-day 1986, San Francisco. A notable scene on a bus has Spock applying the Vulcan nerve pinch on a rowdy punk who was blaring a ditty called I Hate You on his boombox. Spock pressed stop on the boombox after the punk went down. Ballad of the Whale was written by Leonard Rosenman, who scored the film, and Yellow Jackets members Russell Ferrante, keyboards, and Jimmy Haslip, synth and real electric bass. Russ and Jimmy also played drum machines, like Dave Grusin played on Power Wave, along with David Garibaldi, a musician based in San Francisco. Mark Russo, an alum of Bay Area institution Tower of Power and member of Yellow Jackets at the time, alternated between soprano and alto sax. Before that, Bob James and Earl Klugh with So Much in Common from Cool in 1992, their third collaboration and last to date. So Much in Common was written by Bob on piano and keyboards and Earl Klugh on acoustic guitar. They were accompanied by Gary King on electric bass, Harvey Mason, Bob's four-play bandmate, on drums, and Doc Gibbs with percussion. Going from cool to cold, Ken Navarro plays electric guitar along with keyboards and percussion programming on a song fit for winter or late fall or early spring. It's cold out there.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken Navarro with It's Cold Out There from Pride and Joy in 1994, written by Ken, who played electric guitar, keyboards, and percussion programming. Dan Reynolds played piano and keyboards, Gary Granger on bass, and Mike Oben on drums. We'll bounce into a new segment with Lucky Bounce by Spyro Gyra, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Boingy, 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 it's Lucky Bounce by Spyro Gyra. Did you get the Animaniacs reference? Lee Ritenour, another founding member of 4Play, with Module 105 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that is on Ritz House in 1992, or should that be in Ritz House? Ritt, Lee, wrote Module 105 and played electric guitar. George Duke was on Rhodes piano, Randy Kerber on synthesizer and synth strings, Joachim Vandersag with sound design and loops, Jerry Hay on flugelhorn, Dan Higgins on flute, Marcus Miller on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. Before that, Spyro Gyra with Lucky Bounce from In Modern Times in 2001. Lucky Bounce was written by Jeremy Wall, who, like Leonard Rosenman, didn't play. Those that did were Jay Bekenstein on alto sax, Tom Schumann on piano and keyboards, synthesizers, Julio Fernandez on electric guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, Joel Rosenblatt on drums, and guest musicians David Charles with percussion and the No Sweat Horns, Barry Danielian, the arranger, on trumpet and flugelhorn, Randy Andos on trombone, and Scott Kreitzer on tenor sax. Hour one will end with David Benoit and Russ Freeman with a return appearance by Vinnie Colaiuta. But first, more electric guitar from Jeff Golub, a song with Jerry Hay and Dan Higgins. Have you heard? That's the title.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Samba by David Benoit and Russ Freeman from the Benoit Freeman Project 2 in 2004, their second collaboration and last to date. Like So Much in Common by Bob James and Earl Clue, Samba was written by David Benoit, piano, keyboard, synth, strings, and Russ Freeman, classical guitar. I thought classical and acoustic were synonymous, but apparently not. Backing them up, Byron House on acoustic bass, Vinnie Colaiuta, heard on Lee Ritenour's Module 105, on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Before that, Jeff Golub with Have You Heard from Temptation in 2005. This wasn't the Pat Metheny group Have You Heard, but rather an original composition by Jeff Golub, electric guitar, Paul Brown, no relation to Garnett, acoustic guitar, or was it classical, and Jeff Carruthers, keyboards and rhythm guitar. Furthermore, Freddie Washington on electric bass, Steve Ferrone on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the horn section of Jerry Hay, the arranger, on trumpet, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and Dan Higgins on saxophone. Jerry and Dan were also on Module 105 by Lee Ritenour. Hour 2 begins with Random Journey by Lisa Hilton, one of two songs this hour with Journey in the title. That's a pair of songs from 2021 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The second of the two was Tom Braxton with his take on the Christian hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, from Lookin' Up, where it's known only as What a Friend. The hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, began in 1855 as a poem by preacher Joseph M. Scriven, written to comfort his Irish mother while he was in Canada. Music was composed in 1868 by Charles Crozat Converse. Tom's version saw him on saxophones with soprano as the lead, Darren DeShazo on electric guitar, and Eric Willis on piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Before that, an original composition by Lisa Hilton, Random Journey from Transparent Sky. Closest I've come to a random journey these days is improvising an outdoor running loop. What a Friend was a trio song with embellishments on the part of Eric Willis, but Lisa was solely on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. From two trios to one quartet, it's guitarist John Schofield's Combo 66 with Can't Dance. I'll take his word for it. John Schofield Can't Dance with Can't Dance. John Schofield with Can't Dance on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Combo 66 in 2018. That's what he called his quartet, Combo 66, led by him on electric guitar with Gerald Clayton on organ, piano elsewhere on the album, Vicente Archer on acoustic bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. I got to see Combo 66 live at Blue Note in November 2018, which to date is the last time I was there. I was supposed to see David Sanborn there in April 2020, but, you know. Rick Braun goes sleeveless in Seattle, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting The Rock Show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight, on WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Rick Braun with Sleeveless in Seattle. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Marc Antoine with Jazz It Up from Guitar Destiny in 2012. Mark played acoustic and electric guitars on his composition, plus drum programming, what sounded like real percussion, and any keyboards not played by Ollie Silk, who played Rhodes piano and synth strings. Lots of that tonight. Warren Hill was on alto sax. Before that, Rick Braun on trumpet with Sleeveless in Seattle from All It Takes in 2009, 16 years after the romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle, which I watched on Netflix last summer. Sleeveless in Seattle was written by Rick on trumpet with and without a mute, and Philippe Sace on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Nick Lane was on trombone and Dwight Sills on electric guitar only. From Braun to Brown, it's guitarist Norman Brown, no relation to Garnett or Paul, though he's worked with Paul and Rick. It's another travel-conscious title. Let's take a ride. Okay. Rippingtons on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with not Combo 66, but Route 66, the defunct U.S. highway from Built to Last in 2012, commemorating the band's 25th anniversary, give or take a year. Band leader Russ Freeman, heard last hour with David Benoit, wrote the song and played electric guitar, keyboards, and synth brass. Jeff Koshua was on tenor sax, Bill Heller on piano, Rico Belled on bass, and Dave Carasone on drums. Bill, Rico, and Dave return on Bill's song in the next segment, but before the rips, we heard Let's Take a Ride on Route 66, maybe, by Norman Brown from Stay With Me in 2007. Norman wrote Let's Take a Ride, presumably while stationary, and played electric guitar like Russ Freeman and sang scat vocals. I love those. Herman Jackson was on keyboards and programming, Alex Al on bass, Teddy Campbell on drums, and percussion by the unrelated Daryl Monyongo Jackson. As I said, Bill Heller and his Rippingtons bandmates return in the last segment, but leading it off, Herb Alpert on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
And WCWP.org.
You'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. From jazz, contemporary jazz, new age, easy listening, and more. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
I said Route 66 was defunct. A more appropriate term is decommissioned. On to Herb Alpert with a cover of Always on My Mind. Bill Heller with Journey's End on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Passage in 2021. Fun fact, Passage with Journey's End came out a week before Lisa Hilton's Transparent Sky, which has the song Random Journey that led off this hour. Journey's End was written by Bill, heard on piano and keyboards. Featured musicians were Ken Navarro on acoustic guitar, he played electric on It's Cold Out There, and Brandon Fields, Bill's fellow Rippingtons bandmate, on alto sax. Rico Belled and Dave Carasone, two more Rippingtons bandmates, were on bass and drums, respectively, with percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Before that, Herb Alpert with a cover of Always on My Mind from Over the Rainbow, which he also covered in 2019. Always on My Mind was written in 1971 by Wayne Carson, Johnny Christopher, and Mark James. Notable vocal renditions are by Gwen McCrae, the first to record, Brenda Lee, Elvis Presley, and Willie Nelson. On Herb's instrumental version, he played trumpet, Michael Shapiro played bongos, and Joachim Vandersag played everything else. Keyboards, synth strings, rhythm programming, and sound design, which he also handled on Module 105 by Lee Ritenour. Two songs left tonight, and they both have Sun in the title. Next to last is Sunny, the Bobby Hebb tune, covered by the Philippe Sace Trio. We heard Philippe earlier with Rick Braun. Sunny. I said that.
Hi, this is Chiele Minucci of Special Effects, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And don't forget how to pronounce Mike's name. It's Chimeri, like Chiele, not Chimeri or Chiele.
Got it?
Yes. Chiele and Special Effects play last tonight, but you just heard the Philippe Sace Trio, plus others, with their cover of Sunny by Bobby Hebb from On the Level in 2017, which also has a vocal version featuring Larry Braggs. The instrumental version featured Tim Akers and the smoking section, horn section. Tim, who we recently lost, arranged the horns, which were played by Steve Patrick, trumpet and flugelhorn, Barry Green, trombone, and Mark Douthit, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones, soloing on tenor. Gumby Ortiz played percussion, and then the actual trio was David Fink on acoustic bass, Scooter Warner, in a show where I made an Animaniacs reference, on drums, and Philippe Sace on piano, keyboards, vibraphone, and marimba. Sunny was next to last, and Sunset, Passion Juice, by Special Effects, is the last song tonight from All Stars in 2020. Chiele wrote the song and played guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. David Mann is on soprano sax. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Sunset Passion Juice by Special Effects rides us off into the sunset. So long.